This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Mark Davey. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Henrik. You?
Great. So, Mark, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Oh, how long have you got, Henrik? I'll tell you what, let's go back to how it all started for me. How about that?
Sure.
Just over 10 years ago, I was with a marketing advertising agency doing traditional stuff, and we picked up a reasonable contract with an engineering group, and they were a buying group for small and medium-sized enterprises. And what they wanted to do at that time was to create a huge catalog, something like 600 pages. Now, there was over 120 individual businesses within this buying group, and something like 240 suppliers, all supplying content for this one catalog. And this one catalog had to be personalized for the individual businesses as well. 10 years ago, that was a very nice contract, but an absolute nightmare to put together. And so I did some research looking at any sort of services that could streamline that, and I came and found digital asset management. And that's when the love affair began.
And so, Mark, you write a very popular, actually the most popular blog about DAM, digitalassetmanagement.org.uk. How did you create, what inspired you to create this amazing resource for people interested in DAM?
Oh, thanks. About 3 years ago, we'd kind of migrated to looking at software as a service for digital asset management in terms of our approach was to talk to advertising agencies about the benefits of DAM and also to printers, because obviously a need existed for that. Sure. Unfortunately, 4 or 5 years ago, we got to a situation that every time we got into a really decent discussion about DAM, we noticed that people's heads were kind of lopping to one side and they'd switched off. It was just too much for them. I think it's just, it was a big leap from the traditional practices, you know, the job bags that sat in a file, pull them out, and that's where all the information got. And then they had to scoot around everywhere else trying to find assets and FTP and ISDN at the time. And then we were also sort of, you know, because it was software as a service, this was something new then as well to them. And it was just too big a leap of faith. So the approach we took was, okay, this digital asset management space encompasses an awful lot of business processes even 4 years ago. So the idea behind the blog was to help educate or at least point people to different aspects of DAM and how it would relate to their business, and maybe get a feel for what other people are doing and where DAM can bolt into different aspects of companies' approaches. And that's how it began. It was a conversation between myself and Nigel, my partner at Cliff Associates. I'd been blogging anyhow, and said, well, Nigel came up with the idea, why don't we do a blog about DAM and utilize that for our digital asset management consultancy? And that's how it began.
Excellent. Well, it's been quite popular. And in full disclosure, you aggregate my content as well from my blog, anotherdamblog.com. I greatly appreciate that. Mark, what advice would you have to share with DAM professionals or even people aspiring to be a DAM professional?
I think it's process. The more we get involved in consulting for small to large corporations, it's very much starting with a blank piece of paper and walking their workflow. And that's the most important point, because you know, a lot of people buy software and make the workflow work with the software, whereas actually it should be the other way around. It should start at the people. It should be looking at how they actually engage with assets. What's the long tail of those assets? And where are they looking for the future to repurpose everything? And, you know, the long tail of that. Yep. So my advice would be workflow first, then an understanding of metadata, then the actual software, and then where that plugs into platforms or services or products that they're offering.
Excellent. So in full disclosure as well, Mark and I have been collaborating for the past 20 months on the blogosphere between our blogs and on Skype. And Mark is in the UK and I'm in the United States in Virginia. And we've actually never met in person. And finally, we will have that opportunity at Creatosphere on September 23rd and September 24th at the Creatosphere DAM conference. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, can you believe that? We've been digital, talking digitally to each other for 20 months and never met.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's the kind of business and economy that we're in today, is that we can do that successfully. It's an amazing thing. So I'm really looking forward to meeting you and collaborating more with you, even in person this time, and continuing our relationship online.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that and the conference as well.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. So that's going to be very exciting. I look forward to meeting everyone else at the Creatosphere. And that'll be in New York City in late September.
See you then. Thanks very much, Henrik.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.